This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Dallas, Texas at Lone Star PHP 2015. And my special guest is Mr. Seth Thornberry. Now, Seth, you did a talk on quite a new subject, HHVM and Hack. Talk to us a little bit about why you're interested in them.
So Facebook brought up HHVM of about 2010, I think they started that project.
Mm-hmm.
Soon after that, they actually introduced the Hack language, which looks a lot like PHP, and anyone who's done PHP would be familiar jumping into it, but it has some fundamental differences.
Mm-hmm.
So those were really interesting to us. We have a large system at SoftLayer that we are using PHP in, and there's areas that we could really use some performance optimization, so we wanted to look into that as a solution for that.
Now, are y'all actively developing solutions in Hack and HHVM at the moment?
Not at the moment. There's still some incompatibilities with some of the extensions that we kind of depend on for a lot of our application.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not there yet, but it's a very interesting area for us.
Excellent. Interesting. Now, that's what your talk's about here at Lone Star, but one of your passions is domain-driven development, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
So that's one of the things that personally I like PHP for is that it's so highly abstracted, is that you're able to work more in the domain.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're actually developing your solutions, you're not dealing with a lot of low-level kind of computer science-y jargon. You're actually working in the domain that your application is solving. And that allows you to talk to your business users or the people that you're working with day-to-day in the same language and still be transferring that directly to code.
And you find this an easier paradigm to work in than the other ones available to you?
Yes. So using PHP,
mm-hmm.
like I said, you can actually have it at that such high level that you're able to deal in invoices and
Okay. So that's what you mean by talking to the users, is you can speak their language and the code will
reflect that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. And now, is this the paradigm that SoftLayer does its development in, or is this just your passion?
More like my passion. I mean, we have over 100 developers and hiring more,
mm-hmm.
so everybody has a different thing. But that and test-driven development are kind of my hobby horses I like to beat my developers with.
Well, yes, and we all have seen the picture of Chris Hart just in the clown wig scaring kids into test-driven development.
Yeah.
Now, do you find that test-driven development and domain-driven development work together, or are there incompatibilities between the paradigms?
Very much work together, because when you're writing your tests, you get to work in the actual solutions you're providing to people, and you can talk about, like, I definitely want the code. At the end of the day, I want my invoice to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your test. And then you can take that test. So you're talking at the domain and you're testing at the domain. I find them very compatible.
Very interesting. Well, I'm going to wrap this up with the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
The Dallas PHP group is great.
Mm-hmm.
The URL, I believe they're on Meetup.
Yes. No, that was it.
Okay.
The URL for your user group, and yes, they're on Meetup. If you just go to Meetup and put in Dallas PHP, yeah, they'll pop right up.
Yeah, and they actually do their meetings at the SoftLayer offices.
Oh, excellent! You know, that's where I know the name from, because every time I see the page, I see the logo. So,
yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today and to introduce us to domain-driven development. And thank you, because you've put yourself out there. You've come and spoke at a conference. And, you know, we always say it's the 1% that actually go to conferences, but it's the 0.10% or 0.1% that actually will speak at a conference. So thank you for putting yourself out there and sharing what you know with the rest of us.
It was a great experience.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.